Baronis, the latest on Baronis?
Well, both Rob and Josh this morning just experienced some mild muscle strain, and they'll be day-to-day. We're not too concerned about it right now. We've checked them out, and they'll be day-to-day. We may be a couple of days without them, but we don't plan on making any moves at this point. They'll get back out there. It'll be fine.
Can you press, I know Engel did a little bit of punting today. Can you press him into any
We may or may not. You know, what's important is we need to line up our field goal rush team and do those kind of things. We've got the machine to handle the kickoff, so we'll just kind of be day-to-day on it.
Any information yet on Winkler?
No.
Mike Griffin had a good day today, but what does a full training camp at safety do for him in growing with Chris?
Well, it's you know, it's going to be beneficial for him. You know, he really came on, you know, last year, and you know, he's worked hard, and he had a good day. I think he had a deal with Vince. I'm not so sure, but he had a good day and made some plays. But he's moving around good, and you know, hopefully a full camp will pay off for him.
How much is it helping Eugene Amano being a backup center at left guard with the calls? And basically, he knows the same stuff that Mawai does with the calls.
Yeah, the calls generally start, they work themselves inside out. There's a unique set of calls that involve the tackles and the tight ends and guards, but he's familiar with them. And, you know, when you're familiar with them, making the calls at center, just it makes the guard position just that much easier.
Utilized at the end of
practice. He's excused, and he'll be excused tomorrow. He'll be back here Wednesday.
How do you feel like Chris Johnson's coming along?
Yeah, he's doing fine. You know, each day, you know, we'll put a new concept in. He grasps it immediately, and shows it on the field. You know, he had some big plays today, and you know, it would appear the defense, you know, in their own subtle way, is trying to get a shot. And they haven't got it yet, so that's a good thing. It must be, and I've seen some noticeable changes in Keith Bullock's angles downfield. So he can really run, and he's making some plays.
In terms of his speed and shiftiness, have you ever coached a player that's comparable?
Not with his speed, not in the backfield, no. So, you know, and that's why we drafted him. It's rare and it's unique, and, you know, as we've said, he's a football player with track speed, and, you know, it's showing thus far.
How was he his first time? I know he caught a lot of balls at East Carolina. His pass catching ability, I mean, he's pretty fluid.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's got good hands. You know, he's a catch out of frame, make the tough catch. And, you know, and then that allows you to do things down the field, expand the passing package beyond just what you'd ordinarily do with a running back.
Vince looked real good in 7-on-7s going right through the defense. When the defensive line stepped up, he kind of struggled a little bit. Is that more cause for concern for Vince or excitement for the defensive line?
No, the two drills are completely different. The 7-on-7 drill is basically designed for timing, and you know, you should complete more passes in 7-on-7. Once the defensive line arrives, it's difficult to see. You have to move, but you know, he made a couple decisions, a couple throws. Griff made a couple plays, but beyond that, I thought he had a pretty good day today.